1, 2, 3 by Sage. Read by Nosferatu, number 9. The first kiss was an accident. He didn't mean for it to happen like that, but Fraser was ducking down and Ray was leaning over, and Fraser smelled so damn good that it took nothing, not a damn thing, to turn his head to the left and brush his lips across Fraser's mouth. Fraser sat up like something had bit him, bolt upright and stake up be damned, and Ray started to get worried Fraser was going to haul off and punch him. But right as he was opening his mouth to backpedal his way out of it, Fraser turned his head and stretched his arm across the seat of the car. "Do that again," Fraser said, voice catching in his throat. Fraser's lips were parted and wet. Ray could see the tip of his tongue just tracing his teeth, impatient. Fraser slid toward him, his left hand rising to cradle the back of Ray's neck. "Ray," Fraser said, eyes dark, and Ray cracked a grin, letting the spark reach his eyes, letting Fraser see it. Then he was leaning across the seat and pressing their mouths together, the scratch of stubble a shock that opened his eyes and surprised a moan out of him. Fraser groaned back and deepened the kiss, tilting Ray's head to where he wanted it. Clutching Fraser's shoulders for leverage, Ray let the world dissolve until there was nothing but the feel of Fraser against him, Fraser trembling with want, Fraser kissing the hell out of him. With a last nip of Fraser's bottom lip, Ray finally pulled away. He felt Fraser's hand trail over his cheek, sliding away, but Ray caught it and pushed it back where it had been. "Come home with me," Ray said. Fraser looked down, flushing pink, and Ray gently stroked his left thumb along the edge of Fraser's jaw. "If..." Fraser's eyes lifted slowly. "Yes, Ray. I'd like that very much." "Good, good," Ray answered, sounding way more relieved than he wanted to admit. So he did the best thing he knew. He leaned in and kissed Fraser again. The end.